like crawling through mud. I hurt bad, a side effect of the chains that twisted my body all out of sorts to turn me into Theodore. I'll be there in a minute. Jace's tech stared at me from the phone screen, just one more confirmation that it was too late to turn back. Whatever misgivings I had about assuming Theodore's life meant shit all now. There was no running away from the mission. I was him for good or ill until the job was done. I slid my phone back into my pocket amongst Theodore's keys and personal effects, feeling the weight of them all of a sudden. They were my own personal albatross. I took another hit off the SIG and held it until the crunch of Jace's tire sounded on the dirt. It had been 2 hours since I pulled the trigger, long enough for me to regret it a dozen times over. But what's a side order of ulcers on top of a heaping plate full of fried guilt? With a reluctant sigh, I let the smoke out and tossed the cigarette at my feet, then stomped it out. Like the gun and body inside, my old fingerprints scattered everywhere. It didn't matter. As soon as I hopped in Jace's car and we pulled away, I knew a cleanup crew would show up to make the mess vanish. No body, no evidence, no questions, no crime. The Mercedes S-Class pulled up alongside me, and the passenger door swung open without a sound. I just stood there. As much as I knew my hesitance was a feeble act of rebellion with only one conclusion, my compliance, I grasped at it like a drowning man clinging to a life preserver. To her credit, Jace got it. Her dark eyes stared out at me with stoic patience, first confirming it was really me, something only she'd been able to do, hence her position, and then waiting for me to get the kitty angst out of my system. We'd been here enough times before, her and I. It always ended the same way. I got in the car. The door shut behind me. I sunk into the heated seat while Jace wheeled us away, the soft scent of vanilla and oiled leather welcoming me, as if we were out for a leisurely Sunday cruise. I ran my hand through my wild mop of my new hair and settled in for the ride. Then, she ruined it by talking.
"It's getting easier, Z,"
she said, using her pet name for me while tapping her watch, her accent as cultured as her car. I glanced over at her. A flicker of a smile played across her full lips, her caramel cheeks suffused with her amusement. I could always count on her for compassion. "Do we have to do this now?" I asked, not wanting to discuss my eroding morality. It was bad enough I killed an innocent guy because the boss said it had to happen, but I really didn't want to dwell on the details. She chuckled, a low, throaty thing that would have come across threatening if I hadn't known better. She was just feral, plain and simple. And with that, we drove off into the red haze of the distant sunrise. Wasn't much point in looking back. There was nothing but blood and ash that way. Likely a whole bunch of that ahead, too. 2. I'd hoped my murder of Theodore, I couldn't bring myself to call him Theo, even after something so intimate as devouring a piece of him, would be the worst of the job. But I was wrong. Erica, Theodore's wife, my wife these days, lay beside me, her naked back cradled against my chest. Her soft snores were quiet in the darkness. Somewhere, in the middle of the night, she'd pulled my arm across her hip and drew me in closer. It was snuggled comfortably against her swollen belly, my palm feeling the hard warmth of it, the subtle motions of the child deep inside. I wanted to yank my hand away. I wanted to scream and confess, but that wouldn't solve anything. The man she married was dead and gone, his corpse one with the universe, or whatever Jace's crew did with bodies. I never asked, she never told me. I was all Erica and her children had now. Huh, talk about a raw deal. I sighed, my breath making the wisps of dark hair at her neck dance. Erica groaned and pressed into me. Her ass ground against my crotch in her sleep, and I felt myself getting hard despite my clenched teeth denials. Even at 6 months pregnant, she was a beautiful woman, her every curve calling to me while her unconscious siren song of lust lured me in. I felt the heat of her, and for a second, one that lasted too damn long, felt myself giving in. The buzz of my cell phone offered a reprieve, and I dived on it, slipping free of Erica with as much grace as I could muster, which only confirmed my long-dreamed-of career as a ballerina was pretty much screwed. She groaned her disappointment, but didn't wake, for which I was grateful. I grabbed the phone and silenced it without bothering to look at the message. My erection hummed in my lap, a frustrating reminder of what I'd gotten myself into. I couldn't rationalize killing a man and stealing his wife, as pathetic as that.